put a great Beethoven overture. Egmont overture.
Wormford, the Stan Washington.
I wish you had been there last night, because it really, and then they played Beethoven's Aeroa
in the symphony. The ships that go to the symphony in Washington, aren't they?
They're not so bad.
Are they tourist movies?
Yeah, well, no, this is a description thing.
You know what I mean?
And then he played the Love Death from Tristan and Isolde, and then the,
did you see your
developing from the
Dallas by the chance to see Armandy?
No, it's that, by Mrs. Armandy in
the box, yeah.
Talked with her.
How was she?
Oh, just great. She's a wonderful.
She must have been excited about China.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't they just?
Yeah. And she's awfully nice. She's
all their doves are probably getting back to mind. That's really amusing, you know, the doves that want to play over there, and then 3 days later, we're going to hang out. So,
I am. But boy, he is a real, he stands there so cool, and there was a very, you know, that's all really rousing music, and he just really cranks it up.
I'd love to hear it. I wanted to ask you, Bob, did you get Bush?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And
seems to be
well, they all see they're overreacting. I guess it's that he's got to be a little stronger than that. In the first place, George said he had agreed. Well, first of all, George would like to be helpful. David has. George felt that David had held it out and that, you know, that was fine with him. Because we've gotten George into it. He had set it up, and then David now is going back and dealing with Din instead of with George. I think if you could clue David into dealing with Bush, you'd find it more helpful than if he deals with Din, who is, Din, you know, is hated by Hugh Scott.
Right.
And there's no point in getting Scott's enmity cranked into this thing.
Okay, now.
George is liked by everybody.
Yeah,
I can deal with anybody.
But he's an actor.
And he's the national chairman.
Yeah. And boy, what did George say?
George said that he, too, was a little concerned about their living in Maryland, not because of that house, but just living in Maryland, if he was going to run in Pennsylvania, until he found out inadvertently, and just found it out yesterday, that David was going to go to work for Goodland. He says, if David's going to work in Goodland's office here, that obviously he has to live here, and there's no problem at all. And Ben said the same thing. Ben was the one that told him that. He had met with Ben yesterday. And Ben had said,
I wish they had told David
that. Well, I asked him to please get word to David
that David got hit. I guess.
Because he didn't, David talked to him once, and then
he
saw the play was back at Dents, he figured that he should stay on.
And then David, if you could talk to Scott, and who's the other one?
Well, to good.
Either talking about the oh, and State Chairman's a nice job, he's on their side.
There's no problem with them. Jones is solid.
He should be asked about the House thing out there. And so that if George could have some arguments on it, put it to George that the real question is whether they do that or not, or rent an apartment in Washington. See, which would cost them more. So he's saying they never heard of. All because of the story. You see, George too how these newsies are beating. Good. It's a lovely day.
It's supposed to snow today.
It is.
It's supposed to get steadily colder. There's a 40% chance of snow this afternoon.
I can't wait tomorrow. I'm not supposed to wait tomorrow.
It's cold tonight.
I hurry.
No, I haven't talked to everybody makes come down to is that we can't stop them. And if we're making
a mistake,
like the thing we should do in order to
just money
and that off.
You know, that is the thing. There's the story about Parkinson and Isaac.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to get that power and see where the money came from, or maybe they won't. What do you think? Should guess.
I don't know where the money came from. Oh, you mean except the chunk that came from here?
No. That's not going to talk about that. I don't know.
You mean where they got the money?
No, but yes.
But to try it, And I've done a little checking to see, I've talked to Strawn to see whether there's any logical basis in which we could hit a middle ground. And he said there's no way because there's so much evidence the other way.
One thing I was wondering is this, is there anybody, because earlier when this kind of in this fresh and said that we have anybody, believe me, anybody who is getting up in the chapter and verse there, but like, for example, earlier said that one of the things they agreed they'd go into with the Urban Committee was campaign financing. And I said, well, now are they going into the campaign financing for the Democrats? He said he'd raise that, but they didn't have any information on that. Well, I thought we had done a lot of work on the campaign financing for the Democrats.
We have some stuff there. We
chartered out that loan. They, you know, in fact, they loaned money and wrote it off. That was a violation.
Well, turns out it wasn't, or at least they didn't. We've logged all those in, we can log them all back in.
Actually, we log them in. It's all, you know what I mean? It's all a question of lobbying and stuff.
Yeah.
They don't have anything else on them. But is anybody working on that whole... I hope somebody working on the counterattack, that's all I mean. Those are bigger contractors, and he'd like to have anything to have on the Democrats. But we don't give it to the bottom.
Well, Chuck was doing a lot of that when he was here, and Buchanan has some. We ought to be able to get, and that's something Chuck ought to do instead of taking lie detector tests.
Right? Would you get that word to him that we need, that we update? You tell him he has a responsibility for developing the counterattack material for the committee. How about putting it that to him? Just that job. Everything he thinks ought to be there. Okay?
One thing, I talked to John. If they're going to delay, Moore came up with this yesterday, Moore and Zimmer,
yeah,
took him around on the PR side of this.
Right.
If they're going to delay my going up there, I think we ought to reopen consideration of the possibility of my releasing a statement before I go and releasing it right away. Because if Strawn and Chapin, we can wait and see what they do tomorrow.
Yeah, that's not the problem. You know, that's the only thing.
That's right. But on the other hand, if we're going to fight this thing, run it out.
Yeah.
The theory of having a climax at the beginning, we can pre-climax the thing by going at it this way. It does give them something to run at, but when you look at it, what they run at is where we want them to run. Then. The point is, if Dean and Strawn,
of course, they will go in and say, well, why didn't you cover other than that's one thing I'm concerned about, because you don't want to cover everything in your statement. And they'll say, well,
no, cover the Watergate, maybe cover Segretti, and I cover the general charges they've lobbed at me.
Yeah. And you'll say you'd be glad on any other things that I haven't covered. Well, but Moore
came up. They came up yesterday with the feeling that I should do it. I haven't talked with them to raise the objection. My objection, of course, is just that it gives them a battle plan to use when I get there.
I know, but I told him that the Chinese were taking that way. He brought up
Well, the regional station in Montana, but he didn't
Oh, he didn't bring it up. He says, I want to talk to Carl Lewis about that. And I said, fine, I agree. He gave me the arguments. He was a Viking in Montana. Well, I'm inclined to think I would. Now, another thing, Bill, I want to tell you about, we'll talk later. I saw this base closings thing. I'm quite inclined to make the 5% returns. I don't know. I know I'm going to make the 4%.
Well, that's part
of the promise. That's got
the promise,
but then you cut it out and run down.
Right. You're right. Right. What you
will. Well, I mean, can't we do Philadelphia? And the other one I'm concerned about is Henry Gallman. Henry Gallman, we're having hell with that getting into run, I understand.
That's right.
And I don't want to do it unless we get points out of it to say that the president says, look, Henry, if you want it, we'll do it. If you don't, I can take the hook up.
So yeah, is this going to hurt you?
See my point.
And he says, yeah, oh gosh, yeah.
No, and no, the president wants it, tells him, can't do it. If he isn't going to run, I'm going to close it. It's just as cold as that. It really is. Now, Philadelphia wants the other one. Not because it's got Grizzly things. What do you think? What do you think? Or should we let that go?
I don't have a feel for that. I don't think Scott cares much, really. He hasn't been lobbying us on it. Once he finds out, he'll moan.
Okay.
But I don't know the relationship with Rizzo.
Well, tell Ken Cole, who's close to Rizzo, call Rizzo and say, look, it's got to be done right. He'll help you in other ways and so forth and so on. 45 bases are being closed. Okay?
Right.
That there should be preparation for all of these guys. Now, on the energy message, would you have to tell me what's the situation on that?
Well, it'll be ready next week.
Yeah, who, Wednesday, I'm going to tell them the day that the meeting's going to be Wednesday. Who would be the extras that would come to that? This group would not be.
No, it would not. It would be the interior people, basically.
All
kind of
the foreign relations interested in that.
That's
I'll tell them this morning. Interior will be that. Who else?
Foreign relations.
And atomic energy.
Atomic energy.
You won't have foreign relations there?
No. Don't think so.
Oh, the day they're here, I'll tell the atomic energy. I'll tell this group that they would be there.
Maybe some public works too on plant siding and stuff like that.
What about the pricing of gas and that sort of thing?
Well, it's interior. You don't recognize Wilbur Mills. He apparently been dying his hair all these years. He's not like back his natural color.
Everybody does. Boy, you must feel pretty good about there. Last week, weren't they?
Yes, sir.